cross-country potpourri. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about another great weekend at the track next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm a little biased. I really enjoy cross country. Even though it's hard to believe that I'm 8 years removed from my days as a running parent, I still enjoy being at the MHSAA Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals every bit as much now as when I actually had a team in the event and was very familiar with a number of the kids participating in it from different parts of the state. I've had a different vantage point of the finals over the years. For a number of years, I drove a kart all over the Michigan International Speedway course. Some years, I was camped out in the press room, others in the chute area just beyond the finish line. This year, I was high above the action atop the press center, operating the finish line camera that was streamed live on the MHSAA.tv website. What's great is that you see fabulous competition. After all, it is the finals. In a fabulous setting, and perhaps the greatest sense of community and sportsmanship. All of the observations I've seen and made over the year of runners not only pulling for their teammates, but for everyone else around them to be their best, was there all over again. The crisp temperatures and bright sunshine made for a great running day, and here are a few highlights of the day's activities. A champion overcame some health issues to win again. Kirsten Owling of Breckenridge found out that she had an iron deficiency a few weeks ago, and just in time, she came back to post her third straight win in Division 4 at MIS, breaking the 18-minute mark for the first time this season. Another repeat winner on the girls' side was Julia Boss of Grand Rapids Christian in Division 2, who used her unique style, running with her mouth wide open, to easily outdistance the field by 28 seconds for her second individual goal. A tumble halfway through the race that left him with skinned, bleeding knees didn't deter Milford's Brian Kettle, who broke out to the front with less than 300 yards to go to claim the title in the Division 1 boys' run and lead his team to first place in that division. Jesse Hersha of Concord became his school's third individual winners in four seasons in the Division 4 boys' race, and those Yellow Jackets from Southern Michigan repeated as the team winner. There were a couple of things missing, though, from Saturday's meet that were a little hard to take. John Quiring, the longtime Okemos coach who also coached my son in high school, wasn't present. Coach Q is still recovering from abdominal issues that occurred less than a month after last year's finals when both of his girls' teams had qualified to run at MIS. And this was our first cross-country finals without the godfather of track and field in Michigan, Kerman Ambrose, there to hand out the awards. The former Birmingham Seahome coach and starter extraordinaire passed away in February at the age of 101. On a number of occasions, I had stood by Kerman as he passed out the trophies and medals and heard the coaches and kids tell him their elders remember him from his running days and what a great thrill it was for them to meet a man who did so much for the sport in our great state. If you want more from last weekend's cross-country finals, check out the great second half coverage on the MHSAA website and then head over to MHSAA.tv to watch the archived video from the finish line and the award stand. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.